human side with his gold run. When the sinful lingers, temptation strung into the boundary of each married man. Sweet DC comes calling, negativity lands. Coco hard, hard done by you. Something's looking better, baby, just passing through. And it's no sacrifice, just a simple word. It's two hearts living in two separate worlds. Oh, it's no sacrifice, no sacrifice. There's no sacrifice. Well,
so I've always said I would sacrifice everything just to live on my own in New Zealand. Just on my own, no one around me.
Aren't you Nathan Cassidy? Are you Nathan Cassidy? Every day, every minute of every day, are you Nathan Cassidy? Yes. Your drink's ready. Oh, thanks.
So, oatmeal, hot chocolate. Yeah. I want to get away from everything. Live on my own, in the mountains, or on a river. I've always said I wanted to live on a river somewhere, on a barge. I've always had a romantic notion of living on a barge. But like... oh, man. I just choked then, as I was about to say the word marriage. But just like marriage...
I choked again.
I can't even say marriage. But just like marriage... try before you commit your whole life to something stupid. You know, I haven't actually spent a great deal of time on a barge. Just had a look round one in the summer. And of course in the summer, the water, the barge... it's the honeymoon period, isn't it? Everything looks great. But last night was the test. You're married and you've been there half a year, a year. You're in the cold weather, dark barge on a canal in London. I was invited over to a mate's barge with about 15 other people. And I first, of course, quickly ascertained that 15 is too many for a barge. That's the whole living and decking area rammed. You can't move. So I stood in the kitchen. Say kitchen, camping stove. And she said, do you want the tour? Can see everything. I'm in the kitchen, there's the bedroom, there's the lounge. And she was like, okay. Have it your way, she said. You don't want to see the John? And I thought, the John? Is that what you're still calling it? The John? Some people call it the John in this country, the toilet. No, I don't want to see the John. So I was there for an hour. There's a fire kind of thing in the corner, and if you buy that, it's far too hot. And if you're more than 8 millimetres away from it, it's suddenly too cold. And I couldn't mingle with anyone at the party because it's like trying to mingle on a packed tube train when there's an emergency. So I thought, fuck it, I'm off. I'm going to go. And then I realised I needed the toilet. The John. So I thought, well, you know, I haven't had the tour, but it's not going to be too difficult to find, is it? No. So I go to the toilet and I open the lid. And it did not look like a normal toilet. There was a front section with like a hole, and then at the back there was a flap. So I stupidly wondered, like a kid in a horror film, what's under the flap? Why? Why do I do this? I lifted the lid. Shit. Literally shit, covered in ash. What the fuck is this? Shit covered with ash. And then she comes to the toilet doorway. There's no door, obviously, just a curtain, which I've forgotten to pull across. And she says, you found the ash then? And I thought, no, that's not me. I haven't just done a shit into your unconnected bowl. I haven't shat on your barge. I wouldn't even piss on your barge. And I definitely wouldn't live on your barge. Or any barge. Cancel my plans of living alone in New Zealand on a barge. I'm living where I am, in a house or in a flat. The only criteria is there has to be a toilet where you can get rid of waste rather than just covering it with ash. Like it's a dead body you hope will go away. I'm sorry, that is one sacrifice too far. Call me a snob. I don't want an expensive toilet. I just want a John. And not a John on a barge. Just, you know, a proper John. An Elton John. God, that went on for nearly 8 minutes. That's longer than a normal episode, isn't it? 8 minutes, but I guess, you know, it's no sacrifice, is it? No sacrifice at all.